Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The positive changes in the WWE's product in the last few months are there for all to see, but not everyone will be in the mood for backstage high-fiving. Granted, it's virtually impossible for Triple H to keep everybody happy at once. That's not really how pro wrestling works, because there's a finite number of top spots and good ideas for an entire roster. However, that doesn't excuse the new decision maker for some of the questionable garbage these folks have been asked to endure since the game took to the throne. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 WWE wrestlers mad at Triple H right now. Number 10, Hit Row. Why are Hit Row back in WWE? Now, nobody's advocating that wrestlers don't get a paying gig or anything, but this return has been absolutely pointless thus far, and there are no signs of improvement with current booking. It feels as though the return was entirely an apology after their previous treatment by Vinnie Mac late last year, rather than being hired with any plans in mind. Top Dollar, Ashante the Adonis, and B-Fab look rudderless without leader Swerve Strickland. He's over on AEW tag teaming with Keith Lee and trying on some new heelish characteristics, whilst his old buddies are struggling for house room on SmackDown again, and fans would be forgiven for thinking this is a rerun. Triple H definitely put the green light on a Hit Row comeback in August, so he's the one who must provide answers for why his creative team has proceeded to do sod all with the group since they landed back on Friday nights. Number 9. Maximum Male Models. The game ceased Max Dupree's pain by returning him to the LA Knights gimmick and ending his association with Marseille, Mansoir, and kayfabe sister Maxine. However, whilst Twitter goes nuts for LA Knight every week, the rest of them are still stuck in creative hell. WWE can tack on all the silly little accents they want, but the fact remains that Marseille and Mansoir are cannon fodder for the rest of the tag team division unless something changes. Maximum Male Models don't get the same amount of TV time they did when they first popped up on the scene. That's a WWE problem. The company goes all in on fresh characters for a month or so, then loses interest for a shiny newer toy, and that's that. This rinse and repeat approach hasn't really changed under Triple H, and that's something that the male models should be fairly annoyed about. Number 8. Shanky. At least Maximum Male Models get some TV time, though. Big Shanky doesn't get any. He's almost been completely absent since Trips took over, presumably because Hunter wasn't a fan of his dancing dork character. Benching the giant and letting everybody forget about that so he can come back bigger and better isn't a flawed plan, but it won't be doing much for Shanky's morale. It must be especially frustrating for the big guy when he sees fellow mountains like Braun Strowman and Omos feuding on lucrative stadium shows over in Saudi Arabia. No, Shanky's rapping, dancing, whatever he was doing run wasn't good, but he was still on camera most weeks and earning his corn. Sitting in catering or back home can't be too much fun for Jinder Mahal's pal. Number 7. Jinder Mahal. Speaking of which, the former WWE champion was reduced to feigning annoyance as Shanky repeatedly danced on SmackDown over the summer. Nevertheless, the 36-year-old must be confused as to why he hasn't been called back for a meaningful run on Raw or SmackDown under Triple H's watch. Surely, he'd reason, Hunter could do something with him that'd be better than the Shanky stuff. Instead, he's AWOL and barely missed, if at all, by fans. In fact, ask even the most casual viewer to name 100 current WWE workers, and Mahal wouldn't be on that list. He might not even be in the top 200 at this rate. Like Shanky, how long is too long when you're sitting on the sidelines? Number 6. Raquel Rodriguez. Triple H looked on proudly as the then Raquel Gonzalez enjoyed over 200 days as NXT Women's Champion before dropping the belt to Mandy Rose in October 2021. At one point, Raquel was the dominant female on the brand, but those seem like halcyon days for her since moving up to the main roster. Some may argue that Raquel won the women's tag team titles with Aaliyah in August, but will anyone really remember that. It was the wrong call to put them over Damage Control in the Women's Tag Team Title Tournament final anyway, and that argument has been vindicated in months since. Rodriguez is now teaming with Shotzi in another hastily assembled female tag. It's indicative of wider problems with the division, sure, but it must also be puzzling to Raquel herself. Triple H believed in her so much that she earned the gimmick and nickname Big Mommy Cool in NXT, and yet she arrives on SmackDown and this is all she gets? Seriously? Number 5. Liv Morgan. Vince McMahon cannot be blamed for most of the miserable flop that was Liv Morgan's SmackDown Women's title reign. Yes, he started the ball rolling, but the ex-boss retired on the 22nd of July and Triple H's creative team took over. Since then, Liv has been living a bit of a WWE nightmare. Her dream run was sullied badly by poor booking. I mean, really, what was that SummerSlam finish all about? And, of course, the old underdog trope. Ronda Rousey was always going to take the belt from her at Extreme Rules, and there Triple H wouldn't even let both women get as extreme as they wanted to. Of course, things could turn around for Morgan in a hurry if she's being readied for a run next to Bray Wyatt, if the rumours are to be believed. That would be a huge spot for her, but let's not forget that this isn't the first time that conversation has started, and previously it went nowhere, so it remains to be seen. Number 4. Johnny Gargano. Twitter popped huge when Johnny Gargano landed back in WWE on the 22nd August edition of Raw. One could almost see Vinnie Mac gritting his teeth and then sighing as the ex-NXT man was treated like a huge deal by company announcers. Then, it was almost like Triple H asked Vince for ideas. Johnny Gargano's involvement in the dire Miz vs. Dexter Lumis rivalry has been bad enough, but then WWE has stuck him in comedic promo skits that do nothing to tell casual viewers that this man is a world-class pro wrestler. It's like they're trying to downplay that, and it can't be making Johnny wrestling happy. After all, Johnny was very cautious about his move up to the main roster, leaving the company and waiting for the right time. Is this really the opportunity he was waiting on? He's been used terribly since returning to the WWE fold. Number 3. Elias. Hello, he is Elias, and he's back to playing the Music Man gimmick for some reason. Whilst it divided some opinion, it's fair to say the Ezekiel offshoots gimmick was reset way too soon. There was definitely more to be explored with that character, comedically or otherwise, but now we're just back to Elias being a babyface and teaming with Riddle for some reason when it isn't helping either of them. Seriously though, this is another McMahon habit that Hunter needs to quit mimicking. Randomly ditching your own plans in favour of nothing in particular does not count as character development, nor does it make for fascinating weekly television. Elias would be well within his rights to knock on Cripps' office door and ask why creative decided this was the best strategy for his return. The guy literally burned his guitar in a fire and now he's back playing tunes like nothing happened. Number 2. Dana Brooke. Recently, Dana Brooke excitedly spoke of hopes that WWE would let her turn the dreadful 24/7 title into a women's intercontinental belt that everyone could be proud of. That didn't happen. Instead, Triple H had Nikki Cross hurl the 24/7 strap into the trash on Raw. Well, if this was Triple H's plan all along, then Dana must be sitting there wondering why she was tasked with carting the thing around with her for months. No, the 24/7 title hasn't been featured very much since Vince retired, but Brooke was still officially recognised as the champ and did her best to make it seem credible online. That uphill battle was sent rolling back downhill in a hurry on Monday night's flagship. So not only did Brooke's title mean bugger all, but she doesn't have a place on TV going forwards. That cannot be very fun to know. Number 1. Mustafa Ali. The curious case of one Mustafa Ali continues under Triple H's watch. Ali is an ultra-talented high flyer who also proved he could promo better than most on the current roster when encouraging SmackDown viewers to see the light a few years ago. That led to the disastrous Retribution debacle. A stable so poor, Dominik Dijak is begging Elon Musk to let him change his Twitter handle from T-Bar as soon as humanly possible. Mustafa might have thought things would improve for him when Vince retired, but that hasn't really been the case. Yes, he's on TV, but he's become a weekly punching bag for the likes of Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and others on Mondays, and the poor lad has won exactly 3 matches on Raw all year. Lord only knows what the future holds for Ali now. He clearly isn't viewed as an ongoing concern under the latest regime, and he doesn't even have the benefit of a stop-start push cycle to fall back on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.